Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monongahela area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
Well, if you're hearing this on Sunday morning on the radio, you missed a great event yesterday at White Oak Park. Wesley Family Services, White Oak Borough, and East Allegheny Soccer held a kickball cookout to say no more to domestic violence and sexual assault. Domestic violence and sexual assault are something that unfortunately touch way too many families in America. On the line with us right now are Marla Jones and Ryan Connolly. They are with Wesley Family Services. They're going to talk a little bit about the organization, about the No More Coalition, and then about some of the services that they provide. Good morning, Ryan.
Morning, Jay.
And also on the line, good morning, Marla.
And good morning, Jay.
Thank you both so much for taking some time to talk with us. Tell us, how did the idea for this kickball cookout at White Oak Park yesterday come about?
Oh, good question. So what it is the Father's Day pledge, that began in 2014 as a partnership between Pfizer Foundation, the Heinz Endowments, and the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Domestic Violence, with the goal of raising awareness, inviting men to be part of the solution to end abuse. And from that point until through COVID, it was run pretty big in the Pittsburgh area. And then something happened with COVID. All of a sudden, last year, Wesley was the only organization to take up the banner with No More of this Father's Day pledge event in Pittsburgh to end domestic violence. And we found out the area we were at in our Penn Avenue location just wasn't big enough. This year, we're going outside. We partnered with Ina Martin, the mayor of White Oak. Rec Soccer, he's getting Rec Soccer providing us money. So we're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs there. We'll have T-shirts. We'll have swag bags for everybody to partake in, and we'll finish up with a kickball game.
And the numbers are pretty shocking. I've heard numbers as high as 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced what they call intimate partner violence or domestic violence. Are those numbers accurate?
Those numbers are reflective of what Ryan and I see in our program.
So it's almost almost every family knows somebody or has themselves have some experience. Before we go too far into this, what's the website address for people to get more information about Wesley Family Services?
The website is www.wfspa.org.
And Ryan, you mentioned that this Father's Day pledge began in 2014. What was the impetus for this? Do you know?
It was to just put out there about this abuse happens, this abuse is aware, and then asking people to stop this. And this isn't just a men's issue or a women's issue. It's a people's issue. But women, I think, need the most help with this. And we're asking everybody to come together to support this. To come and sign this pledge to want to know more about domestic violence, to not cause it, and then to help where you can.
And today is Father's Day, as people are hearing this this Sunday. So if people want to get involved, I'm assuming they can go to your website at wfspa.org, and they can get more information as well.
Correct. They can certainly reach out, and we can do what we can to help them. We also have a leadership program that we started with the guys who've completed the our in-person classes or not our court-ordered classes. And our leadership program has been going since before COVID in 2020.
Marla, what is Wesley Family Services? Where are you located and what do you do?
So Wesley Family Services is an agency that has several locations throughout Allegheny, Westmoreland, and surrounding counties. They provide a number of services. We have upwards of 80-plus programs that we provide services to individuals, we provide services to families, we provide anything ranging from individual therapy sessions to foster parent programs, parenting programs, domestic violence. There's a wide variety of services that we provide.
And in our area, for the folks who are listening on the radio stations, I know you've got a center in Monroeville. You also have one, I think, in Wilkinsburg, but you really are all over Allegheny, Westmoreland, and Washington counties.
That is correct. That is correct. One of our newer locations is Pioneer out in New Kensington, where we're starting a kind of like a new program out there, where folks are able to come in to the drop-in centers and get services ranging from mental health services to food insecurity services. There's a number of people that are able to live there in this center. There's a holistic wellness center. And so Wesley Family Services continues to evolve and innovate new ways to serve the public and to just really meet people where they're at and address their needs.
With that Pioneer Center in New Kensington, that we've discovered that that's a food desert. So we have a van that goes around and picks people up and takes them to the grocery store to purchase food. And another thing, too, with the Wellness Center in New Kent, that's open to the community. They have cooking classes. They'll teach you how to cook, and then they'll give you a $25 gift card for food. There's meditation classes. There's things there all week, and these things are offered to the clients that we serve, community members, and employees at Wesley, and everyone takes advantage of it. It's a wonderful opportunity, and I would encourage everybody to look into that. And we'll continue to provide more and more to the public as far as what's occurring with that programming.
It really speaks to the Wesley Family Services mission of quality whole person care.
We're talking with Marla Jones and Ryan Connolly from Wesley Family Services. I apologize for cutting you off there, Marla. WFSPA.org. When I interrupted you, there's a little bit of a delay here. When I interrupted you, you were saying the whole family care. Let me build on that for a second. Who comes to Wesley Family Services and what's happening when they come to Wesley for help?
So I think every walk of life comes to Wesley Family Services. And what they receive when they get there is, you know, like I said earlier, we're meeting people where they're at. We're helping individuals and families identify what are their strengths and weaknesses. Where can we be helpful for them so that they can achieve their goals? And so it truly is a quality whole person care experience. We are addressing the person as a whole, you know, so they may come in for some parenting classes or looking for something like that. But we identify through our assessments the social determinants of health, and we take a complete picture of what's just happening, of all of the things that may be happening, and we attack all of those things in an effort to, again, help them achieve their goals.
So it doesn't have to be someone who has experience in a domestic violence program. It's just someone who's looking for some family help.
Absolutely. Like I said, there's a variety of programs that are available. Our BIP program, we absolutely do accept outside self-referrals. The majority of our clients, though, do come from court-ordered programs.
BIP, you mean batterer intervention program, so someone who is actively experiencing intimate partner or domestic violence.
And that's one sliver of what Wesley Family Services offer. We're so small in the programming of our company. And like Marla said, we have over 80 programs, 1,000 employees. We serve over 20,000 people. So, I mean, we take the individual from birth all the way through the whole cycle of life.
And just for clarity, so our battering intervention program, we work with the perpetrators of domestic violence, not the victims.
I think that's an important distinction. We have a break coming up, but I think that's an important distinction because it's something that's often talked about in these situations is who needs to make the change in their life. And, you know, we talk about not blaming the victims. Right. So I think that's an important distinction. And I kind of want to, if you're both are okay with it, I kind of want to dig into that a little bit. Okay.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So if you're tuning in on a Sunday morning, you missed a great event yesterday at White Oak Park. Wesley Family Services, East Allegheny Soccer, and White Oak Borough held a kickball cookout Father's Day pledge to say no more to domestic violence and sexual assault. What we are talking about this morning is Wesley Family Services, one of the groups that helped with the cookout yesterday. You can contact them at WFSPA.org, or you can call them at 412-342-2270. If you need to find a local crisis center because you are experiencing a family crisis, 724-335-9883. When we come back, Ryan and Marla, let's talk about why it's a batterer intervention program and exactly what that means and why that's the side that Wesley Family Services is focused on, okay?
Sure. Sounds good, Jay.
We're talking with Ryan Connolly and Marla Jones from Wesley Family Services, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Two Rivers 30 Minutes. We'll be right back.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
Marla, when we took the break, you were talking about the fact that it is a batterer intervention program and that people who come to you for that BIP usually have been referred by the court. We've had, for instance, Women's for Victims and Women's Place and some of the other centers that help the victims of intimate partner violence. Wesley is focusing on intervening with the other side. Tell me why that is.
We see intimate partner violence as an issue that lies within the perpetrator. And so we've feel that it's important to address that side because we know that there are victim services as well. And, you know, victims can get help and they can survive this and move on with their lives. But if we don't address the perpetrator side of it, they will just continue to perpetrate and find new victims. And so we decided that that is the route that we want to take. You know, there's men that are also caught in this cycle of abuse. And it's our very strong belief that if they were given opportunities to break that cycle, that a number of them will do that.
There's an old saying in mental health that hurt people hurt people. Is it true that oftentimes someone who is, we'll say, a batterer has themselves been the victim in the past of some sort of physical and or emotional abuse?
In our experience, yes, that is what we have experienced, that the gentleman that we service, a very high number of them have also experienced abuse, adverse childhood experiences.
Do you see generational trauma? Because we had last week on the program a couple of gentlemen from Pittsburgh who are doing, or from McKeesport rather, who are doing early childhood and young adult violence intervention strategies. Mm-hmm. And what they said is they're seeing generational poverty and generational trauma that's passed on, that there was abuse from grandma and grandpa to the mom and dad, and then, you know, the next generation as well. Do you see that pattern as well?
Yes, we do see that pattern. We have had instances where we have had father and son enrolled in the groups. We have had father and grandson enrolled in our groups. And our gentlemen talk about the experiences that they have had with abuse and violence in their own lives. And so not only do we see it, but we are made aware of it through our gentlemen.
Marla, either you or your colleague Ryan Connolly said something like people come from all walks of life to mm-hmm. Wesley. So it's not a socioeconomic or class mm-hmm. distinction either. It's in the best of families, as the old joke goes, or in the best of neighborhoods, it sounds like to me that it mm-hmm. transcends, for better or for worse, all of those boundaries.
Yes.
Yeah, what you said earlier about the hurt people, regardless of how much money you have, you can still be somebody who's hurting in life. And that's a big crux of our philosophy, is to be able to help people. In order to help them, they need to forgive themselves first. And then they go, hey, I'm going to stop acting this way. But it all begins with us helping them. They need to save themselves before they can save someone else. So we have the blueprint very much here at Wesley Family Services in our VIP program to provide them over the 6 months that they work with us, the care that they need to have a chance to have a changed life if they want to pursue that. And that's something we're definitely seeing in our leadership program as guys continue on. Right now we have five guys who are steadily enrolled there, and I think we've had about a total of 68 since we started in January of 2020 with our leadership program.
Wesley Family Services, you can reach them at wfspa.org for more information. You can also call 412-342-2270. There's a toll-free number as well. I should give that out as well, 888-222-4200. If you know someone who is in a crisis or you yourself is in a crisis and you need a referral to a local crisis center, that is available on their website. You can also call them during business hours, 724-335-9883. For our listeners in McKeesport and Braddock, your closest drop-in centers are in Wilkinsburg and in Monroeville, but they do have offices all over western Pennsylvania, including Allegheny, Washington, and Westmoreland counties. Let me ask a question, and hopefully this is not off base, but you said a lot of your referrals come to you from the court system. Are people happy to see you? Are people happy to be there, or are they sometimes, Ryan, you said sometimes they have to forgive themselves before they can even start. Is there sometimes some reticence or some reluctance to participate?
Yeah. Well, part of that process, when they come at us, 90% of the folks come very angry and very upset. And that's part of the healing, too, is somebody to come angry and upset. That's not to meet fire with fire, but accept them, take them where they're at, and then move forward and see, hey, we're not judging you. We're here to help you. And through the programming that we got, it's amazing what happens in the 24 weeks with the 15 guys that we serve and what happens in 6 months. It is amazing where you see a guy week one, you see a guy week 12, you see a guy week 24, a complete change in thinking as far as how they feel about the situation and whose fault it is. And by the end of that, a successful gentleman, he takes responsibility. He's accountable for, oh, I didn't do this. I was the wrong. And now I want to change that, and I need help to change that. But that's what we do. We get the guy from week one to week 24, and we make a complete change in their thinking, at least while they're working with us. And that's why we put the leadership program together, so they have somewhere to go when they continue. There's not AA and NA for things like this, but there should be. And we are sort of starting this at Wesley Family Services. We have the first leadership program in the state.
Well, you mentioned NA and AA, and I know with a lot of those 12-step programs, what is the first step often is admitting that you have a problem. Mm-hmm. And that's a very difficult thing to do. And Ryan, as you said, forgiving yourself is a very difficult thing to do. The other thing that struck me is, and of course, obviously people listening on the radio can't see this, but behind Marla, there's a sign that says kindness matters. And there's another one that says choose happy. Ryan, you said that these are not bad people and you're not there to fight fire with fire or fight anger mm-hmm. with anger. Marla, since you have the signs, I'll put you on this spot. How important is it to greet these people, to greet the people who are coming to you with kindness and with respect? And
well, it's a game changer, right? Because when they show up, their defenses are up. Their expectation often is that these people are going to judge me and they're going to challenge me and possibly not respect me and these type of things. And so when they're met with kindness and understanding, the walls start to come down And once you bring those walls down, then real work can start to happen. You know, Jay, it's really an amazing thing that Ryan and I talk about often is when gentlemen first come into our groups, very often they look at this as I'm being punished. And, you know, oftentimes they can't, you know, that doesn't align up very well with them. But through the process, at the end, gentlemen will say, you know, initially I thought this was a punishment. And now here at the end, I recognize that this was a blessing.
Let me throw another curveball at you, Marla Jones, or Ryan, if you want to jump in as well. And that is, women can be the victims of intimate partner violence and domestic violence as well. Is it mostly men that Wesley Family Services deals with in the Better Intervention Program, or do women and women-identified people also participate in that?
So we work strictly with men.
Okay, yeah. I just wanted to ask because that does come up sometimes in the field. Wesley Family Services yesterday, along with East Allegheny Soccer and White Oak Borough, held a Father's Day Say No More Father's Day Pledge Kickball Cookout to encourage participants to sign a pledge to speak up if they witness any form of abuse, take personal responsibility within relationships, and work to end all forms of domestic violence by leading with example. You can find out more information about Wesley Family Services by going to wfspa.org. You can also call them 888-222-4200. We are talking right now about domestic violence and pledging to end domestic violence, but they offer a wide variety of services to families throughout Allegheny, Washington, and Westmoreland. The time goes quickly. We only have a few minutes left. We have another break. When we come back, I want to ask you about those career paths into this work, and also ask how people can help, because I believe Wesley Family Services is a nonprofit. It is a charitable organization. I wanted to ask how people can help support your mission. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Let's pause right here for 30 seconds. Marla Jones and Ryan Connolly are our guests. We'll be back to wrap things up here on Two Rivers 30 Minutes in just 30 seconds. Stay tuned.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striflers Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striflers has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striflers offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striflers also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at striflers.com or call 412-678-6191.
Next, for a few more minutes with Ryan Connolly and Marla Jones. They are with Wesley Family Services, wfspa.org. If they can't help you, they will find somebody who does. They do navigate to other services, including services for the aging, services for community empowerment, services for children who are neurodiverse or adults who are on the autism spectrum. They offer referrals to behavioral health, to education, to foster care, to all sorts of family support services. Let me ask you first, Marla, because Ryan said off the air that you taught him everything he knows. So let's start with you. What was your career path? How long have you been with Wesley Family Services, and what was your career path to this work that you do?
I have been with Wesley Family Services since 2017.
Okay.
I have a background in psychology. I am a licensed professional counselor now. I started off this work in 2014 with another agency. I was new to it at that time. I was intrigued by being able to work with the perpetrators as opposed to working with victims. At that time, it was something new that Allegheny County was getting into, providing these type of services. I was intrigued from the beginning, and I wanted to be part of this very, very important work for women, children, and for the men involved.
How about you, Ryan? What was your career path? How long have you been there, and what was your career path?
See, Well, we were doing this over at Family Resources, and Marla's the one that brought me along there. And I had gone through a rough part in my life, and I was able to find some change in recovery. And then once I got in tune with Marla for a couple years, we really found something fantastic in the groups that we were doing. Mm-hmm. And then I eat, sleep, and breathe Wesley right now. I work two jobs for them, and Wesley's just been so good to me. I feel like I've been so good to them. It's mm-hmm. a very good, it's a fantastic relationship. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely doing more trainings and that type of thing with the organization. I find myself very much moving myself up the ladder, if you will. You know, but mm-hmm. Wesley's been good to me. Marla's the one who brought me along. And I'm very happy to be here with you today, Jay.
And if somebody is interested in doing this kind of work, what's the educational track for them? I mean, mm-hmm. social work? Is it public mm-hmm. health? Mm-hmm. What are the kind of degrees that someone would seek out?
Social work, applied psychology, any type of social service, sociology.
Yeah.
All of those things can be, you know, related. It's all relevant.
And you do, I believe, I mean, you've got a thing on your website there for to click, that people can click for careers, but I think you have interns there as well, do you not? People do mm-hmm. work internships.
Yes.
There. Okay. How can people support Wesley if they you are a nonprofit organization? How do they support you?
It's a great question, Jay. I just want to say is next year we're looking at this has been a very much a stepping stone process, and we're going to look at unveiling something real big for next year as far as Father's Day pledge, and we'll definitely be looking for community supports with that. I really can't say what it is, but we're definitely taking a big next step moving forward. So you guys have to wait and see, but I can definitely find – we need some help on our team, and it's going to be amazing activity that we're putting together for 2025. Yeah, mm-hmm. just say that.
And in the meantime, you know, folks can – we'll always take donations at our website. Wesley Family Services also does a annual gala that is held in downtown Pittsburgh every year. It's a beautiful event. And so we'd love to have as many folks, organizations come and support that as well.
And you are a United Way qualified agency. So if people want to give through the United Way, they can designate Wesley through their United Way pledge.
Yes, Jay. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you both so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. Marla Jones and Ryan Connolly are both battering intervention specialists for Wesley Family Services. They have offices throughout the Pittsburgh area in Allegheny, Westmoreland, and Washington counties. For our listeners, the closest offices are in Wilkinsburg and Monroeville. They have a daytime crisis line if you need to talk to someone about help, 724-335-6242, or you can go to their website, wfspa.org. They offer a variety of services for family, including services for adults and children who are neurodivergent or have autism, for educational referrals, for self-empowerment referrals, for foster care referrals, and for services for older adults. But we were talking specifically about what they did yesterday at White Oak Park, which was the Say No More to Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault that they did yesterday in cooperation with White Oak Borough and East Allegheny Soccer. Thank you both so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
Yes, thank you, Jay.
And thank you all for listening this week to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on Radio 81 WEDO, 1550 and 101.1 WZUM, the Pittsburgh Jazz Channel, and Tube City Online Radio. So long for now. You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at TubeCityOnline.com and click on the donate link. You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com. If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKeesport, PA, 15134. You can email us at TubeCityTiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.